Greetings and welcome back to our series on Philemon. That is the letter from Paul to Philemon and the church that met in his house. This time I'll share a translation from N.T. Wright, Tom Wright. This is his Kingdom New Testament, a contemporary translation copyrighted in 2011. Now I feel relatively comfortable sharing this translation audibly online here, since it was made available freely through a free online course I took, but please do treat this translation with care. Don't share it further without further permission. It's called the Kingdom New Testament for a reason, and you'll notice that every time the word Christ appears in most English translations, the word King appears in Wright's translation. He does a nice job highlighting some word play and word repetition, word associations, so I'll point out that he expands on the name Onesimus, and he calls him Mr. Useful. There's a lot done with that, even in two or three instances here. Also note that there are three instances of the word heart, and they figure into the structure and the meaning of this letter. So let's get right to the text. Paul, a prisoner of King Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to our beloved Philemon, our colleague and partner, to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our comrade in arms, and to God's people who meet in their house. May grace and peace be upon you, from God our Father and King Jesus the Lord. I always thank my God when your name comes up in my prayers, because I've heard of your love and faithful loyalty towards the Lord Jesus and to all God's people. My prayer is this, that the partnership which goes with your faith may have its powerful effect in realizing every good thing that is at work in us to lead us into the King. You see, my dear brother, your love gives me so much joy and comfort. You have refreshed the hearts of God's people. Because of all this, I could be very bold in the King and order you to do the right thing. But because of love, I'd much rather appeal to you. Yes, it's me, Paul, speaking, an old man as I am, and now a prisoner of King Jesus. I am appealing to you about my child, the one I have fathered here in prison, Onesimus, Mr. Useful. There was a time when he was useless to you, but now he's very useful to you and to me. I'm sending him to you, yes, the man himself, and this means sending my own heart. I would have liked to keep him here with me so that he could have been your representative in serving me in the chains of the gospel, but I didn't want to do anything without you knowing about it. That way, when you did the splendid thing that the situation requires, it wouldn't be under compulsion, but of your own free will. Look at it like this. Maybe this is the reason he was separated from you for a while, so that you could have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but much more than a slave, as a beloved brother, beloved especially to me, but how much more to you, both as part of your household and in the Lord. So, anyway, if you reckon me a partner in your work, receive him as though he was me. And if he's wronged you in any way or owes you anything, put that down on my account. This is me, Paul, writing with my own hand. I'll pay you back. And far be it from me to remind you that you owe me your very self. Yes, my brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the King. As I write this, I'm confident that you'll do what I say. In fact, I know you'll do more than I say. But at the same time, get a guest room ready for me. I'm hoping, you see, that through your prayers I will be granted to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in King Jesus, send you greetings. So do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my colleagues here. The grace of the Lord, King Jesus, be with your spirit. So that's the end of the Kingdom New Testament. You notice the words King and King Jesus appear frequently. I also emphasized, as I read, Onesimus' nickname given by Tom Wright, Mr. Useful. There's wordplay involved in the text. And I also wanted to notice, the highlighting of free will on the part of Philemon. Reading again the end of verse 14, that way, Paul says, when you did the splendid thing that the situation requires, it wouldn't be under compulsion, but of your own free will. Now, this is no accident, no small thing that Wright translates it this way. And I support it wholeheartedly, that there is a vast world of free will within our existence as human beings. In fact, what would be the point of writing this letter if there weren't free will? Paul wants Philemon to do something, and he asks him specifically to do one thing and says that there should be more. Who chooses to do that? Philemon chooses to do that himself. I also notice, and I'll mention this tongue-in-cheek, that Tom Wright, who is an English scholar from Great Britain, does a couple things with the language that I found non-standard English. So I don't know if the rules are changing, but when he says, receive him as though he was me, the way I was trained, we would have said, receive him as though he were I. It would be the nominative case there, but I don't know, and the subjunctive. But he doesn't do it that way. He does another thing or two that are a little bit surprising, but all in all, he does a marvelous job of communicating this message from this wonderful letter. Till next time.